Chapter 12. Dr. Tuck, this is Chandra Peters. Her tones were clipped. They were not angry, but gave off a distancing feel, with sometimes more than a hint of disapproval. Ron had detected this about the third or fourth time they met. His responses were designed to be comfortable language and say uncomfortable things. Good morning. How can I help you? An all-male schedule for David is out of the question, said Dr. Peters.
Why is that? Said Ron.
One of the things that Joyce did really well was research, and he knew she liked it. Not all of the office computers had access to all of the departments like nursing and guidance and free and reduced lunches and, of course, discipline. Ron made sure that he and Joyce had access and were updated on all changes in these departments. Joyce had done the work to create the possibilities for an all-male schedule and the ways that it could be juggled. So Ron had in front of him all the possibilities. He had been waiting for her call. David is more comfortable with female instructors. Ron was not quite prepared for this response. He was prepared for the mechanics of it. Chandra was taking a different approach.
I am not quite sure how you came to that conclusion, said Ron.
For one thing, David feels intimidated by male teachers. He withdraws.
Ron said in soft and even tones, perhaps it will be a catalyst that focuses his attention. Males sometimes need a hint of intimidation to gain a younger man's attention.
Dr. Peters was somewhat aghast. Are you actually suggesting that I place a troubled young man who is finding his way into a situation where he feels intimidated?
Ron's response was calming for now. He is comfortable with teachers that he verbally abuses on a regular basis.
For right now, that is true. But I think that as he feels more comfortable, he will not employ his inappropriate responses, said Chandra.
I agree with you, said Ron. He is unable to control his emotional responses. Be they defense mechanisms or a prelude to more aggressive behavior or both. He needs environmental modification.
Ron quietly thought about how much he hated this vocabulary and was confused by how easily it came to him. I understand what you are saying, but it isn't my first priority, said Dr. Peters. I believe that David can learn to thrive in this community, and it is the community that needs to adapt their methods for these children.
Chandra, Ron used her first name deliberately. How do you think it goes over with teachers who David tells to go fuck themselves?
And I tell them that David will say he is sorry. But before he gets to that, he has told them to shut up, bitch, as he interrupted them to deliver his apology. There was a sigh of exasperation from Chandra.
I'm responsible to the safety of a lot of people, Dr. Peters, which has to be my priority. And I agree, a more inclusive environment is better. And being a little intimidated into being socially more appropriate is a price that David is going to have to pay right now.
I cannot concur.
Then she was silent.
Well, there is just this one thing. David has more than exceeded the number of days qualified for suspension. So I can ask for a manifestation determination conference. You say that right now he cannot control his verbal responses to teachers. So his suspensions are a manifestation of his classified status. He hasn't exceeded the number of days that he's actually been out of school yet.
Yes, said Dr. Tuck, because the child study team has converted his out-of-school suspensions to in-school suspensions and not counted them as days of lost instruction.
He was at school, said Dr. Peters.
Ron's voice sounded like a snap.
And that is your idea of a more inclusive educational environment?
Chandra stood up in back of her desk on the other end of the phone.
You're the one who put him there.
Because he can't control the way he acts. Here. Ron loved to go under the raised volume of someone else in order to make a point. It had the dual effect of being in control and often causing a humorous response.
Fine. I'll take this back to my supervisor, said Peters.
Ron thought, finally. But he wasn't quite done.
The schedule changes? I'll have to discuss that with guidance.
Chandra figured she could buy a few days. Maybe David would start to get it.
You know, said Ron, I have those schedule possibilities right here. I'll drop them off with Bert, and the two of you can pick from among them.
Chandra thought, he really was a bastard.
This wasn't a real conversation. He had the schedules made already. He could have just started with that and saved her time.
Joyce was at Ron's door. She came in when she saw the light go off on his line at her desk. Ron was smiling at her.
You did great research on David, Joyce preened. What have I got next?